This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom, and I'm Andrew Yost. Missouri House members have passed legislation that would require mandated reporters of child abuse and neglect to report suspicions directly to the state's Children's Division. Currently, mandated reporters such as doctors, social workers, and teachers must either report or cause a report to be made to the Children's Division when they suspect child abuse or neglect. Supporters of the House legislation say that allows a mandated reporter to submit information to another person in his or her organization, who then decides whether to notify the authorities. The House bill passed unanimously and now will be considered by the Senate. More than a dozen mid-Missourians participated in the Boston Marathon yesterday and were present when the explosions occurred. The Columbia Missourian reports all of the runners from Columbia were not harmed. Mike Tripp is one of those 14 Columbia Marathon runners.
I think we were about three blocks from the finish, and so we heard it. It was very loud, and it didn't sound like, you know, something minor, but we finally jumped on a cab, and that's when we found out that there had been a blast at the finish line. They had immediately stopped the race and diverted everyone from Boylston. They still have a huge section of the area where the race was cordoned off, and you can't get down there. So we're going to head to the airport extra early, hoping to get out tonight.
Tripp is planning on leaving Boston tonight. After the explosions, at least three people are dead, while more than 170 are listed as injured by the Boston police. The Missouri Department of Revenue will cease scanning source documents for concealed carry weapons applicants, also known as CCWs. In a statement released today, Governor Jay Nixon says scanning and retaining CCW certificates are, quote, not essential to the integrity of the license issuance process. Republican Senator Kurt Schaefer of Columbia, who's been leading the attack on the Department of Revenue's policy, is not satisfied. He says the governor's decision still doesn't explain why the entire list of CCW holders in Missouri was given to a federal investigator.
Everything indicates to me that this was not a criminal investigation. It looks to me like this was simply, it was a fishing expedition or some other purpose to basically profile over 160,000 Missourians who have a concealed carry permit. And that is wrong, and it's a violation of state law.
Meanwhile, Republican House Speaker Tim Jones and Lieutenant Governor Pete Kinder are calling on the Democratic governor to apologize for the controversy. Jones also wants Democratic Attorney General Chris Coster to investigate. Columbia City Council members have agreed to backtrack on previous development plans for Providence Road. Council members voted 5-2 last night to reconsider options after listening to over a dozen concerned citizens. In November, the council got all parties to come to a consensus and they unanimously voted for Option 9. Option 9 would cost about $3.2 million and includes the addition and removal of several stoplights along Providence Road. Grasslands resident Allie Price compared the street to the video game Frogger.
Frogger goes on daily in front of our neighborhood, and I'm not exaggerating at all. And so just this whole, there's such lack of political will that it is disheartening, and it's heartbreaking because we have a great solution.
Some members say they will continue to look for options for Providence Road development, considering their concerns about heavy traffic flow and safety at Providence Road and Rollins Road. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Yost.